Krishna Book, Canto 10, Hastinapur, Chapter 48, Scene 2. Kunti cries out to Krishna. Akura happened to be one of the cousins of Kunti. Therefore, after meeting him, Kunti began to inquire about her paternal relatives. Thinking of her birthplace, Kunti began to cry. She asked Akura whether her father, mother, brothers, sisters, and other friends at home were still remembering her. Kunti especially inquired about Krishna and Balaram, her glorious nephews. Does Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who is very affectionate towards his devotees, does he remember my sons? Does Balaram remember us? Inside herself, Kunti felt like a she-deer in the midst of tigers, and actually her position was like that. After the death of her husband, King Pandu, Kunti was supposed to take care of the 5 Pandava children, but Dhritarashtra was always planning to kill them. Kunti was certainly living like a poor innocent animal in the midst of several tigers. But being a devotee of Lord Krishna, Kunti was always thinking of him, expecting that one day Krishna would come and save them from their dangerous position. Kunti inquired from Akura whether Krishna proposed to come to advise the fatherless Pandavas how to get free from the intriguing policy of Dhritarashtra and his sons. By talking with Akura about all these affairs, Kunti felt herself helpless and began to exclaim, "Oh, my dear Krishna, my dear Krishna, you are the supreme mystic. You are the supersoul of the universe. You are the real well-wisher of the whole universe. My dear Govinda, at this time you are far away from me, and yet I pray to surrender unto your lotus feet. At the present moment, I am very much grief-stricken with my 5 fatherless sons. I can fully understand that but for your lotus feet, there is no shelter, there is no protection. Your lotus feet can deliver all aggrieved souls because you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One can be safe from the clutches of repeated birth and death only by your mercy. My dear Krishna, you are the Supreme Pure One, the Supersoul, the Master of all yogis. What can I say? I can simply offer you my respectful obeisances. Please accept me as your fully surrendered devotee." Although Krishna was not present before her, Kunti offered her prayers to Krishna as if she were in his presence face to face. This is possible for anyone following in the footsteps of Kunti Devi. Krishna does not have to be physically present everywhere. Krishna is actually present everywhere by his spiritual potency, and one simply has to surrender unto Krishna sincerely. When Kunti was offering her prayers very feelingly to Krishna, Kunti could not check herself, and she began to cry out loudly before Akura. Vidura was also present, and both Akura and Vidura became very sympathetic to the mother of the Pandavas. They began to solace Kunti, glorifying her sons, Yudhisthira, Arjuna, and Bhima. they pacified Kunti, saying that her sons were extraordinarily powerful. Kunti should not be perturbed about them, since the Pandavas were born of the great demigods, Yamaraj, Indra, and Vayu. Thus ends chapter 48, scene 2. Kunti cries out to Krishna, "All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada."